I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. Israeli protesters, including a member of parliament, forcefully entered the East Jerusalem compound of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Ultra-nationalist Israelis were gathering in Jerusalem for an annual procession marking Israel's 1967 conquest of the city. Israel has banned the compound. It's mostly been empty since January when staff were asked to stay away for security reasons. There was no immediate comment from Israeli police. President Trump says he's waiting to put a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union until July 9th. The decision to move the date from June 1st buys time for negotiations and came after a call on Sunday with Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission's president. At least 11 people were taken to hospitals after a shooting Sunday night in Little River, a beach town in South Carolina. Authorities did not give the condition of anyone hurt or any information on possible suspects or what led to the shooting. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.